Welcome to Brain Stew, home of topical and pointless conversations.
All opinions are our own. We do not promote the views of others.
Wank me off.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to...
For anyone who watched the last episode, you'll understand. Oh, you know what I mean. It's been a week. For anyone who listened to the last episode, we'll totally get that. For anyone who didn't, it's a really odd way to welcome you to the show.
Yeah, if you're new, come on in.
Yeah.
We're going to talk some absolute twaddle.
Yep.
Oh, wank me off.
And you can hear things like that throughout the show.
Yeah, pretty much. That if you were expecting like highbrow, like Brain Stew, oh yes, they must be obviously verbally dissecting the world and really analysing. No, it's just bullshit.
No, it's just, what am I thinking?
Yeah, no filter.
Yeah.
Here we come. I was going to do as a disservice then and say this is literally like, basically, it's just if social media was a podcast, but it's definitely not. We are so much better than some of the absolute trash.
Have you still got Voldemort on your soundy box?
Yes, I have. Are you ready for it?
Harry Potter, the boy who lived. Specky little cunt, aren't you?
There's a new one.
Well, there we go. I didn't expect that.
This is what happens. If you turn up like 10 minutes late or so, just everything's set up and I'm like, I'm just going to record a shitload more jingles.
Give you opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, how the devil has your week been?
It's been all right, actually. It's been okay. It's been, I feel like I'm talking really fast. Yeah, it's been all right. It's just same shit, different day, isn't it?
Yeah, same, mate.
Same shit, different day, but warm.
But warm, yeah.
Yeah, it's been nice.
Yeah, as I said to you earlier, it's it was May. It's now June. But
for anyone listening, we basically recorded the start of the show, and then Logic just died on its ass, and we'd had a lovely, brilliant conversation about how it was literally June, and Jay was saying it wasn't really June. We were saying, well, no, it literally is because it's the 1st of June. But regaling it in this manner doesn't really carry it off as well as it did in the other.
No, but my point was, like, how hot was May?
Oh, only in places. It wasn't all of May.
All right.
I'm just saying. We don't need to lie about it.
My lawn is dying, Chris.
Is it?
Yes.
Fuck.
It's not got watered enough, all right? And there's too much sun on it.
For just £4 a month, text 6422 and you could save Jay's lawn.
Welcome to Lawns Direct. This week we're going to talk about some fescues and some bents. Make sure you get those down before...
What were they? A fescue and a bent?
It's types of grass, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Go on.
Yeah.
Go on, go more. Do more.
No, I can't.
Do more. Go on.
I can't. Hey.
Welcome to Lawn Chat. Come on. Carry on. Don't leave our readers forlorn.
I see.
You've planted the seed now.
Oh, nice.
I see you have some Poa annua in your lawn there.
Some what?
Some Poa annua.
Have you had a stroke? What? Poa annua?
I suggest
that?
You get some ornamental fescue.
And I'll do it in Bristolian. Go on.
I can't.
Go on.
You can't put me accent on.
Oh, you've got to do the Poa.
Poa annua?
Yeah, but in an ear. Poa annua.
I feel like we need to do the Harry Potter one again. Hey, Harry, you want some Poa annua in that lawn? Anyway, water your lawns, people.
Oh, I was going straight into the fucking... Who was the Scottish one? It was Hermione, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, who was she calling a pedo?
I can't
Snape,
remember.
Snape, wasn't it? You filthy fucking pedo.
Yeah, go back to season one and listen
Teddy
to...
Teddy fucked the lasagna.
Oh, there we are.
Where did that come from?
Listen to episode I think. Yeah, there was a...
recall. I've no... Yes, it would have been because it was the band in me, wasn't it? Episode I of season one.
There was a Harry Potter table read that got absolutely...
I'm going to be honest with you. It's probably the best writing I've ever had published.
Outrageous. Yeah. But, yeah.
Say when I say have published, it's that versus my two entries into the Viz Profanosaurus.
Yeah, so this episode is brought to you by Erdinger.
Erdinger.
Erdinger Dinger.
Erdinger Dinger.
We're sampling the alcohol-free Erdinger beer.
Yeah. Normally Erdinger, famous for its Weissbier, brewed within Bavarian purity laws. Really wheaty beer. Vice beer, wheat beer, it's literally what it is, has quite a heavy taste to it, whereas the Dinger alcohol frei is sehr gut.
Are you right there,
mate? Sehr klar.
Yeah, no, I recommend this. This is quite a...
It's nice, isn't it?
Refreshing drink, yeah.
So we are going to get absolutely smashed out of our faces on this alcohol-free beer tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. Beer with the boys. Got any tasty topics?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about what I've been listening to this week.
All right, let's do that then.
So this week I have been listening to nothing but...
Thieves?
No. Well, to be fair, I did listen to a bit of that.
Wake up, Dylan.
You all right?
Yeah.
Yep, cool. Just old music.
What? How old are we talking?
Like, 2000s.
Okay.
Like, early, like, again, it's kind of the key, like, emo-y era. Yeah. Basically, I have a playlist at work that is kind of like, that's just a bit on, because it's like, I'm really, really struggling to find something that is holding my attention longer than half a song.
What, you talking about current music?
Yeah, just like, to be fair, like the most I've listened to has been Taylor Swift. And it's just like, I'm kind of...
Swifty fan.
Well, it's good, it's catchy, she's intelligent, she's really good, it puts on a hell of a show. Let's talk about Royal Blood, and let's talk about The Big Weekend.
Okay, I don't know this.
So they got really shitty with the audience on The Big Weekend.
What happened?
They were like, for those of you who don't know, this is rock and roll music, or this is like rock music. Oh, hands up, who likes rock music? Great, 9 of you, this will be a fun show.
Oh no.
And yeah, literally, they were proper like fucking just like being badass about it.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And then I saw in a public, I think it was The Guardian this week maybe, and they were like, thanks a lot, Royal Blood. You've just confirmed that rock music is dead. I didn't read the article because the headline was so lighthearted that I was kind of like, wow, it's going to... But yeah, it was, and again, it kind of got me thinking like, wow, yeah, you know what? Kind of feel it a bit.
I sort of understand where they're coming from. Like, there's nothing really in the charts that's coming through anymore, but, you know, in terms of rock.
Yeah, and it's like, and it Foo's have got a new album coming out, which is great, but...
Yeah, but they're like the granddads of rock now, aren't they? They've been doing it for 20 years, 30 years.
Yeah, so it's kind of like... Give us something new. So if you're a budding band that's out there, please, for our fucking sanity, don't give up. Keep writing, keep making music, and please be good music.
Please be good music.
Because I can't... Like, someone put something on earlier, and I was like... I actually walked over to their computer, and I unplugged their speakers. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't listen to this. He's like, this is absolute fucking garbage. It's just like, it wasn't the band garbage because they're really good, but it was just absolute horseshit. And it was a rap, you know, the mumble raps that we did.
Yeah,
it was worse than that. But it was just this monotone guy, just like with like very light car alarms going off in the background.
That's most of Radio 1, though.
But I was just like constantly, and it felt like for about 10 minutes. And I was like, is this the same song? So no, it's a different one. I was like, is it? Really, because it doesn't sound like it is. It literally sounds like this guy had done like a big Roses Are Red for about 25 fucking minutes, and it was that simple rhyming couplets, and it was what are you doing? So yeah, that sorry to be all old man about it, but what the living fuck is going on with music? Right, so our first topic this week is a really, really interesting one if you like these kind of films. And if you don't, it's still really interesting because we'll bring it to life because we're that versatile. That's what we do here at Brain Stew.
You guys can't see Chris's face.
We're flexible, versatile.
He looks like he's been looking out a window for a week.
Well, basically, we're rubber. Rubber. Right, so topic one is where is my head at? What is going on with me? It's all this alcohol-free Erdinger that is coursing through my
So this topic, I think, is it's going to divide the fans, the fans with a TH.
All of our fans. There's so many fans out there. Thousands of fans, James, waiting to hear this topic about you guys, Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
introduce it, please. I've not given the game away.
Yeah, this is Harry Potter versus Lord of the Rings.
Is it a fight?
No. This is in terms of the quality of the films, the writing, the entertainment value, everything about each side of it.
I feel like there's 100 different answers for this in terms of like the micro elements that make up all these films. So like, I think it's kind of like going, you know, who's the best band ever?
True.
Because it's like, well, you know, the Beatles are amazing.
All right, so picture the scene, Saturday morning, your wife took the kids out to town or something. It's just you.
I'm watching fucking Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings, mate.
No, wait.
Striptease with Demi Moore's coming on.
Right,
oh, yeah.
There's only two...
Hunch double, pumping my fist.
There's only two franchises of films available, okay? Big Bowl of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. and all you can watch is Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. What are you going for?
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I don't want to be disrespectful to Lord of the Rings because I think Lord of the Rings is fantastic. A lot of people possibly don't know it was based on a book. I want to talk to you about something else as well. Just go.
Okay.
Those finger clicks, that reminds me that I need to talk to you about something after this.
Okay.
Amazing storyline, beautifully written. I think the characters and the casting in Lord of the Rings is fantastic. I think there's some, you know, Sir Ian McKellen is superb in that. And there's a lot of great parts in it. The CGI and belching that comes from Erdinger is unreal. The kind of the special effects in hindsight in Lord of the Rings are shit. And in the first one particularly, it's very poor. But at the time, it wasn't poor. But in hindsight, it's not great. And
do you know what? I watched... last year, I rewatched the first Lord of the Rings concert.
Lord of the Rings. So everyone was out in your house as well, and you're watching Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, no, I watched the first film.
Just picturing fucking porn star Gandalf. he's got his big white robe on, but then when he turns around, his assless chaps.
Come, you fools.
I'm not going now. I was going to say some really bad stuff then.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
What year did it come out? Like 2003, maybe? 20 years ago?
Oh, before then.
Is it before that?
Yeah, I reckon like 2000, 1999.
Okay.
No, let's go 2002, 2003.
I'm just throwing a number into the wind. It feels like about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But I saw it at the cinema, and then in my head it was always epic. Always remember it being absolutely epic. Rewatched it last year. Not so good.
It's difficult. I went to see the second one in the cinema, having not seen the first one. So the day before, no, sorry, the morning of it, I watched the first one and then went and watched the second one. So this is probably why I feel that those films are too long.
Yeah.
But to be fair, the third one, it felt like it could have ended six times over. And it was like, another bit, where are they going, a little boat? Where are they going now? What are they doing? So I think what they should have done is put it into maybe four or five films, which would have,
you know,
I appreciate it would have been a complete restructure, but it would have been able to then not labour the story so much. And kind of people like me who hadn't read the book would maybe have not zoned out as quick in the franchise and gone, well, actually...
Yeah,
let's more compact story, but let's have more episodes of it. Not in a Fast and Furious where we're on like fucking Fast 800 and it's just like, what is going on? But more of a...
No, I feel like Harry Potter's got that exciting edge to it. Like, it's more modern, whereas like Lord of the Rings is still a bit more like horse and cart.
Again, massively horse to do with the storyline in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Harry Potter's kind of, I saw something on social media this week that I couldn't ignore about Harry Potter. And they were putting the parallels between Harry Potter and Star Wars.
Right.
Right, not the obvious, like, oh, it's not in space.
Yeah.
But, like, you take the protagonist, say, Harry, Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. Voldemort, Vader.
Orphaned, lives with their uncle. Uncle denies all knowledge of their superpowers. Moves away from that into a world where they slowly start to begin to understand their superpowers. Meet a friend who's female, Hermione, Leia. Little bit of weird tension going on there. Probably not going to be fingering. But
I suppose break it down, it's just a similar story.
Years down the line, end up with a goofy friend, Han Solo, Ron.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm not saying Harry Potter is Star Wars, it's just when you put it into that scenario, it's kind of like, well, that's
lightsabers, wands.
Yeah.
You know, just trading off.
Owls.
Wookiees.
Oh, that was the other thing as well. Yeah, they have like a kind of like a guide, a spirit guide to like Hagrid, Obi-Wan, and then they have a wise elder, Yoda, Dumbledore.
Right.
So in that sort of scenario,
you raised some fair points there.
So I'm not dissing Harry Potter. I'm just saying there's you know, someone else pointed this out, and I was like, fuck yeah, there's a lot of similarities in terms when you break it down like that. In between the two, I enjoy Harry Potter a lot more than I enjoy Lord of the Rings because it's shorter. I love the story. I don't like Deathly Hallows Part 1.
No?
It's just boring. I get it's the tale of the Horcrux in it, and it's kind of... It's
building up to the beginning.
It is, and it's almost like the people who don't like Episode 2 of Star Wars, and it's like, yeah, it was a steaming bag of shit, but... It had to set the tone for the third one. It had to tell the story.
Yeah.
I feel similar with Episode 8 with Last Jedi, is it had to do some of the legwork. Admittedly, some weird fucked up shit in there, but it had to do a bit of the legwork to set you up for Episode 9. And I feel that there's elements in that one where it's like, this is where we have to tell you the story, because you would just not get it if it's, right, we just go straight to the Battle of Hogwarts at the end.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, final verdict then. I'm guessing we're both Potter.
Star Wars.
We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more pointless waffle.
Yep.
Mmm.
You ever been to space?
No, I've seen a band.
What, space?
You remember them, 90s?
Remember what songs they did?
Female of the Species?
No.
They did the Ballad of Tom Jones with Keris from Catatonia.
Dunno.
Neighbourhood?
Might know the songs if you sang
my
them to me.
Neighbourhood, my neighbour, beautiful neighbourhood. Or female of the species is more deadly than the male.
I recognise that a bit.
Yeah, that was Space. They're a band called Space.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've seen them.
Yeah, I've heard the name, but
I have not been into space.
You saw the band Space?
Saw the band Space, but have not. How about you? Been to space?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm.
Nice.
You serious?
Beat me to it.
Yeah? You serious?
Nice.
No, I'm not serious. I've not been to space, but would you like to go to space?
No.
Well, that's the end of that one then.
Right, tune in next week. And space itself, no, there's nothing there. By definition alone, it's just space. And space, I go and stand in my shed.
All right, well, on the top. my mind said just... Don't take that in, that comment. Let it go over your head. There it was. tickling away.
Sorry.
All right, on the topic of space.
Yes.
You find yourself lost in space, Chris. Okay, so you're in a spacecraft, and you've been floating around for a bit, a couple of years, and you've got no way of getting home.
Yep.
But there's some things to keep company. You can take one animal pet of your choice. That's funny.
I don't know why my head went there, but it was just like, who, someone's going to take an animal to fuck, aren't they? Who's going to do that? Half the fucking population of Derbyshire will be taking sheep with them.
Yeah. This raises a question.
Why? Fucking lot of questions.
Why has my brother bought 4 sheep this week? Genuinely. And they live on a council estate in his back garden.
Where's he going to keep them?
Literally in his back garden.
Why?
He hasn't got any grass.
What are they doing in there? How confused are they going to be? He's not keeping him the ferret pen, is he?
Well, he's got ferrets, but no.
Oh, fucking hell.
But they must be like, where the fuck am I?
2 weeks ago in the field, now it's like... Do you think they'll turn out to be like urban sheep?
Yeah, blood, you got any grass in it?
Fucking ear piercings and like fucking shades and like, yeah, just like listening to grime.
Do you reckon their bars change?
Yeah. Yeah. Bah, blood. Brap, brap.
No, but yeah.
Why has he bought 4 sheep? How much did they cost?
I have no idea.
I have so many questions.
So apparently...
what's the end game?
Well, he's now registered his house as a farm.
A farm?
Genuinely.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
How, what process is that?
I don't know. I don't know how this works, but yeah. I was just informed.
It's the only fucking farm in the UK that is a mid-terrace.
Is there an entrance fee? I'd have no idea.
Oh my days, that's unreal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine, like, someone rings the door, yeah. Hi, oh, careful, guys, keep the animals in, yeah, all of a sudden, meh, this thing comes fucking running through and bolts out the front door. You're like...
Yeah, what happened?
You got sheep in there. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, he's got. I think he's now got chickens, pheasants, 3 dogs. Yeah.
Oh, practically, it is a farm then.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So.
But 4.
Yeah, I don't know, mate.
Well, what's he gonna do with them?
Your guess is as good as mine.
What happens? Where? I'm so confused. Where do they sleep? Are they in the garden?
Mm.
Fuck, imagine the neighbours.
Do you want to pop round?
No, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Going to bed?
I think they're being bottle fed at the minute by the kids are bottle feeding them.
Oh, so they're small, they're not like...
Yeah, yeah, they're little lambs.
I just... The neighbours. Brenda, what was that? Look out your window. It's 4 fucking sheep! What?
How did we get to that? We talk about space, weren't we?
Yeah, we're talking about space and sheep. Oh, we were saying about...
Oh, taking an animal, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And people from Derbyshire would take sheep, but obviously your brother owns 4 sheep.
His wife's from Derbyshire.
Ooh, plot thickens.
Yeah. Anyway, so what would you take as a pet, as a companion, as a friend?
I would take on board my beloved pooch, Milo.
I think it's a given, isn't it, this one? It's like man's best friend.
Yep. Yep. Me and my Goldie, he would be there. He'd be my little co-pilot with his little co-pilot helmet on, just like panting.
Yeah. What are we doing now, Dad?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Just occasionally like looking at me and like licking my like face and then biting me, because that's just generally what he does. Young dog. Full of play. Take countless tennis balls with us as well.
Yeah.
Fucking lose those in space. Throwing those fuckers ain't coming back.
All right, so you've just found on this spacecraft, you've just found a key, and you've been like, "All right, I've been here for years. What's this key all about?" And you realise there's a lockbox in the canteen. All right,
in the canteen.
Yeah, it's a big spacecraft. Okay,
in the canteen.
Yeah. So you open it up, but inside, that was me opening the box. Okay. Inside is.
Oi.
Not a chav. Oi, we did. Is Ivor a phone?
Ivor. Ivor
doing in there.
Oi.
Oi. All right, Ivor, fuck off. Sorry, continue.
Either.
Yeah.
A phone. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking a basic Nokia type phone.
It's got snake on it.
It's got snake.
Right.
So it can call home.
Wait, has it got a charger?
Yeah, it's got a charger.
I'm just making sure. You don't be yeah, you've got this phone. It's like, and the other thing's like the way home. You're like, oh, I'll take the phone, please. And the phone
it's got
dies.
Plenty, it's got plenty of credit. Remember credit?
I remember before, I had a phone that you only got 10 free text messages a day. That was it.
Really?
Yeah, you have a text conversation at someone around about midnight. It was brilliant. But then you're fucked for the entire day. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, so the phone can only call home and text and play Snake. Mm-hmm. Right. Or you can have an MP3 player full of every song in the world and some speakers. Or you can have... I don't know why I'm laughing. Right. Or no, it's not going to be rude. Or you can have a TV with unlimited subscriptions to Netflix, Disney Plus, Now TV. You can only have one of those. So I could have given you a phone, but you would have said, oh, I just have social media on that. I can watch TV on that. But no.
I think the only thing that's drawing me to the phone bit is to be able to contact back home.
Yeah.
To speak to kids and stuff like that. Obviously my kids, not other people's kids. That'd be weird. but like, yeah, so to be able to speak to the family and stuff like that. Most elements of it. But
yeah,
the fact is that you couldn't do that all the time. So, like, to keep your sanity in space, TV would probably be better.
Mm.
But then so that's a really tough one. Choosing one of those two, I would probably have to go with the phone, because I'd need to. That contact is the bit that would keep you sane.
Yeah, definitely.
And the rest of the time, you could read, you could write a book, you could, you know, you could, all kinds of things you could do. So, yeah, I would say definitely that.
It's a good choice, but boredom would kick in too. You'd be phoning people all the time.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake, that cunt ringing me again. He's in space.
You'd phone him and you'd say, can you just put the phone up next to the TV?
I'm going to phone you. Do you mind playing Take It Back Sunday louder now, please? And just leaving it on.
There's a loophole.
There you go.
All right, nice. All right, so you've been in space for a couple of years now.
Yep.
You've been talking to your family. You've been throwing the ball for your dog.
Yep.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, there's a room in this spaceship that you didn't know was there. Right, and you threw the tennis ball for Milo, and it hit the door, the button, and opened. And inside is emergency fuel.
Oh wow, that's good.
And
news.
You're like, fuck, brilliant. So you fuel the ship up, and you realise you've only got enough in there to blast you home.
Here, I'm the king of finger blasting. that kind of blast you home.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Or, right, yeah, enough fuel to blast you home, get back to your family.
Here, I'm the king of finger blasting. Don't say blast, because that's it, isn't it? It's that guy.
It's Hagrid. that is Hagrid.
Is it?
Yeah.
Here, I'm the king of finger blasting. It's a young Hagrid, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Maybe that's why it's been getting expelled from Hogwarts.
I can't breathe.
Anyway, so yeah, sorry.
So you got enough fuel that will send you home, or you've got enough fuel we'll send you in the other direction, and with enough drift from that blast.
Here, I'm the king of finger blasting.
Oi!
We'll send you to.
Fuck's sake. it was your fault, because every time you're like, I'll see you. It's like you go like Michael Jackson mid sentence.
I'm trying to work.
I'm trying. What is that noise?
That's me trying to hold it together. Oh. Yeah, or it sends you to a neighbouring planet. Okay,
yep.
I know. Yeah. It's, come at me, space people, but they wouldn't be anywhere near each other. But basically, you get to this planet and you have all the answers about life on other planets. It's confirmed. You can send that message home to everybody.
But you can never go home.
You can never go home.
No.
You'll be like, you'll go down in history for the person that discovered it.
And the person that abandoned your family in the name of science.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, well... You picked all the same answers I would.
I think there's so much to be said for like being that kind of pioneer who like gives everything up and is like, no, this is for the greater good of whatever. And if it's things like curing diseases and stuff like that, then yeah, there's a hell of a lot that you would kind of, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Are you playing with your
nice
mind?
Yeah,
all right.
Nice, here we go. So if it was that kind of thing where it's like, actually, yeah, you'll be able to give the cure for cancer and you'll be able to stop poverty, and there's an element of that which I'm like, yeah, that would be great, but I'm still to the point that some cunt would fuck it all up in the name of greed. And then I would have died in vain and never seen my family again. So I would probably take the greed card and be like, no, I'm just going to go back and some other cunt can do it.
Fair one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I'd do the same.
Good. Good. We are on the same page.
We interrupt this pointless conversation to bring you more pointless conversation.
Seriously, if this is your first time listening to the show, know that it gets worse than this. This is quite a good version. title fight. We haven't done title fight in a while, have we? First one of the new season. Jay, are you all right over there? Because you seem...
Sorry, I was not ready for that.
Yeah, okay. Daddy fucked the lasagna.
You do this to me on purpose.
There's turn up on time.
Don't give me time to make
don't
new give
me, don't leave me alone with a soundboard and a very basic understanding of how to use a studio, because it creates this chaos.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we talking about? Title fight, that was it. So in season one, we had an amazing title fight where, well, it's several title fights. Season two was a fucking monster title fight where every week a celebrity got through to a final title fight, and there was a massive fucking punch up in the Morrisons between all these people, and then there was a, you know, kind of a little bit of a twist in the tale, because go listen to series one and the title fight at the end of it. So a lot of waffle, a lot of bullshit then. You probably didn't need to know any of that, but we're in title fight now in series three. Series two.
You serious?
Here, I'm the king of finger blasting. I pressed the wrong button. Yes, here we go. Title fight. So this time, we've got a three-way.
Kinky.
I was waiting. I was hoping you were going to say kinky. Ooh, kinky. Between the Incredible Hulk.
How incredible is he, though?
Well, he's got the name Incredible. It'd be a little bit unfortunate if he wasn't incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You should get done for copyright. I suppose as well, like, they're not going to be like the kind of like the above average Hulk.
Yeah.
Or the slightly below incredible. Or the, yeah, he's all right on a Tuesday Hulk.
The all right Hulk.
Yeah, I don't think it is sold much, would they?
The Incredible Sulk.
Yeah. The Incredible Bulk, if you had like a massive package. Anyway.
Yeah.
The Incredible Hulk. King Kong. And Godzilla are literally going to fight into submissions. They're not going to kill each other because we don't agree with killing. But they're going to fight into submission. However, there's always a twist. They are doing this in a roller disco.
With
giant roller skates. Because that's how we roll. That's how we are.
Where is this taking place?
In a giant roller disco.
No, but how big's the building?
It's not inside, is it? It's outside, you fool.
Well, that's true. that took a lot of time to build that what do you call it, arena for them to skate in.
Yeah, it did. It was worth it though. Well, hopefully, it depends what depends how you do with this, doesn't it?
I mean, let's look at the size ratio here from Hulk to King Kong. I mean, how many Hulks can you fit into a King Kong?
I don't know if there's a Hulk to Kong ratio that we need to look at on Google.
Then a Kong ratio to Godzilla.
Yeah, but let's not think about that. Let's think about, like, you know, David and Goliath here.
Yeah, true.
You know. Well, but also, they're all on roller skates. So you think about Hulk, low yeah. centre of gravity, very quick.
I think he's pretty pissed off, though.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not normally.
They're super pissed.
Okay, like angry Hulk.
Like someone stole his sandwiches at work.
Yeah, because what's to do with Kong? Because is he pissed?
He just wants to save the girl.
Okay. So there's his weak spot.
Yeah. Which Godzilla's, he's taken her out of the building.
Okay.
And he's... Geez.
I don't know why.
Go on.
I thought you were going to say... I don't know why. I thought you were going to say, like... Hulk's hanging out the back of her. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why that's where my head went.
No, he's actually homosexual.
What, Hulk?
Yeah.
I thought he was with Scarlett Johansson.
No, in this
scenario. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Is that all right?
Of course it is. It's fine. Continue. Yeah.
Can I have the dramatic music, please?
Do you know what? We've done so much fucking waffling, it's stopped. Yeah, here we go.
There's no fight tension otherwise. Right, so he's... Someone has
nice.
Nicked his sandwiches from work.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
I've seen this.
And he finds out it was Kong because they were peanut butter and banana flavored sandwiches.
Right. Okay. Yeah. The world renowned famous lunch of King Kong.
So he's like, I'm really fucking hacked off. So he's like, do you know what? Chill me out. Bit of roller disco. So yeah, he's going round the roller rink and he sees Kong sat over on the side pulling on his skate, and he's biting on his sandwich.
He's caught touching bitches.
He's like, it's fucking my sandwich. So he skates over there, one skate on one foot,
yeah.
The other skate in his hand.
Yeah.
And he launches it.
Okay.
Up at Kong.
Yep.
And it just, like, as hard as he can throw it, but it just, like, goes, like, sticks in his nose.
Because
he's quite big, isn't he? So
he's a big guy, yeah.
Did nothing. Awkward. Anyhow, he,
Did you say Eddie Howe?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Oh, okay.
Eddie Howe. Yeah. With that punch to the nose with the skate, it forces Kong's head to the left. And then he...
Sorry.
And he sees Godzilla coming in for a little skate as well, because he fancies a bit of a skate.
Yeah, well, and Godzilla's like pounding his missus.
Yeah, he's got his girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Describe it.
And he's using her as a kite.
A kite?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's going along like that.
He's caught touching badgers.
He's got two hands like that.
Yep. For viewers at home, imagine you put your hands above your head.
And he's skating.
For viewers, listeners even.
He's skating along.
Yeah.
Going, I don't feel like dancing.
Oh, no. Oh, tell me he's singing along to Fantasy by Mariah Carey, because she roller skates in that video a lot.
Does she?
Yeah.
Not seen it.
Sweet, sweet fantasy, baby.
Oh, we can have that song if you like.
Yeah, cool, let's do that.
Yeah, so Godzilla's, he's in his own world. He's got his shades on, he's got his headphones on. But he's like, he's loving it. He's got this girl out of the building, but it's really pissed Kong off.
Can imagine.
Yeah, and obviously, so Hulk's chasing around. I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore, Chris.
I've got to be honest. I was like, I think what happens is it basically they all skate at each other really fucking fast. I think what happens is basically Kong takes out Godzilla. Because they're kind of like the same height and they just fuck each other up straight away.
Are they though?
Yeah, let's say they are. they're probably not. But no, they're massively not.
No.
But let's just say that Godzilla comes in. All right, I tell you what. Here's how it's going to end, right? Just to put everyone out of the misery. Godzilla steams in. Kong comes in. punches him in the cock, right? Mm. Godzilla hits the deck while he's on the floor. Oh, I can't believe I'm going to do this. Kong bums him, right? He absolutely destroys him. He wreaks havoc on the big reptile. And because he's so tired afterwards, Hulk comes in and he just kills him. And I said we wouldn't get killing one. Just snaps his neck. Kong gone. Godzilla bummed.
I thought no one died in this.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's weird when we haven't scripted anything how badly many things can go wrong. So that's what happens is basically King Kong fucks Godzilla to death and then Hulk comes in and snaps his neck because he's angry because of the whole sandwich thing that you said.
Yeah, and Hulk then runs off with a new girlfriend.
That was fucking ferocious, wasn't it?
And half a sandwich.
And yeah, and a... no, I'm not going to say that because that is foul. I'm not. I can't.
Go on.
I was going to say something about like a massive junk-filled fucking Uber-sized Johnny that was filled with spunk that he pulled out of Godzilla's bum, but I'm not going to say that because that'd be weird, wouldn't it? That'd be weird, Jay. Weird.
Yes, that was title.
He was caught touching badgers.
If you're not listening before, that's
you probably won't listen again.
That's just what happens. We pick some random things.
Yeah,
we make them fight,
and literally that kind of shit tends to happen.
We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more pointless waffle.
Oh, wank me off.
Funny
every time.
Oh dear fucking Jesus Smith.
Jesus Smith.
Jesus Smith.
Imagine if his surname was Smith.
I think it is.
And not Christ.
I just think it's one of those things where could you imagine if it's
Christ? Hang on, genuine question: is Christ his surname?
No.
It's not Mr. Christ. Mr. J. Christ.
It's fucking. It's where his post goes, Mr. J. Christ. One, the cross.
Yeah. Bethlehem.
Sorry, crucifixion. Yeah, no, I don't think it was his surname. I don't think that's how it worked back then.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Mr. Christ. Hello, Mr. Christ. Yeah, just call me Jesus, because or Gigi, whatever you want.
Jesus.
Yeah, to his South American contingent.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder if it was Mr. J. Christ.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if anyone's ever, cared enough to look into it, could you let us know how letters were addressed to Jesus? Was it Mr. J. Christ? Or, you know, was his surname Richards? Or, you know?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Anyway. Third topic we're moving on to tonight, we are going to talk about that there's a lot of things in this world that really tick me off.
Yeah, 15 quid, need it gone ASAP.
Fuck off, you prick. That's not one of them, but World War 3. You all right over there, Jeff?
Yeah.
So... If
yeah, go on.
All right. This comes back to something that Chris Rock. I'm not going to do the Chris Rock sketch. But Chris Rock talks about saying gun control, and he's saying you don't need gun control; you need bullet control. Make all bullets cost $5,000, then you'd never have any innocent bystanders because no one would be able to afford bullets. I'm not going to get into a whole Second Amendment kind of right to bear arms and all that kind of stuff. But imagine if there was a world war, but the only weaponry that was allowed was vegetables. No bullets, no bombs, just vegetables.
So we could have launching
that's where
apparatus.
It's at. We're looking at catapults.
Yeah. Just imagine a Swede to the head.
Turnip, Swede.
Yeah.
What vegetable do you think could fuck someone up the most?
I'm just imagining trenches, but they've got wheelbarrows next to them. They're like, instead of grenade, it's like turnip.
Watermelon.
Or like an airstrike of radishes.
They got me! Kumquat to the groin!
I think like vegetables or fruits maybe, but the good thing about it all is at the end of it, you just make dinner. at the end of a hard day's fighting, you can just round it up and just boil it or put it in, pop it in a fruit salad.
Yeah, it's
a bit
tip
top with it. But yeah, I just can't get my head around. Okay, so you imagine, right? How do you take land? You know, like let's say there's trenches and you're trying to advance. What are you taking with you to advance with?
Spade.
No, you can't. You can throw vegetables. What are you taking? How are you going to gain ground with vegetables?
It's a fair point. It's something I've never considered.
Well, you only had the script sent to you last week. I would have hoped you would have thought about it by now.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
I'm struggling on that one, mate. I'm just all I'm imagining is me like running across the field with a wheelbarrow full of Brussels.
That's brilliant. See, that's great. Because what you wouldn't have to wear like military fatigue. So you could wear it dresses like a greengrocer, an apron, a little white hat,
a bullet belt, just like
just carrots,
yeah. Brussels sprouts.
Pineapple! But what vegetable or fruit do you think would fuck someone up the most?
I asked this question to my family at the dinner table tonight.
What would fuck someone up the most?
No, oh, right. Not like that. Just, you know, what sort of veggies would you take to a war?
What do they say?
And pumpkin.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. The only thing that I find with that is mobility. So, you know...
But that's more like... Big catapult launcher.
So we're talking about this is like your artillery. So this is going to be at the back, flinging pumpkins marrows and
because that would
butternut squash, watermelon.
You could easily kill someone with a pumpkin to the head.
Things I never thought we'd say on Brain Stew. Yeah, like completely deadpan. Yeah, you can easily kill someone with a pumpkin to the head.
You could though. Imagine that, like full pelt.
Yeah.
Or, like, close contact would be even worse.
I want to say, wouldn't it just, like, break apart?
Or get stuck on your head?
Twice. No, I suppose, the velocity of it, like, if you launched it, like, you know, 120 miles an hour, the impact would... Here lies Roderick Smith. Pumpkin to death.
What would be the most unlikely vegetable taken to a battle?
Oh, that's a good question.
Don't you wish you were in a greengrocer right now?
Tender stem broccoli. What are you going to do with that? Whip someone to death with it.
Just hits you, but very gently.
That would be the equivalent of like a... taking your glove off to slap someone in the face with it and ask them for a duel. You just hit their face with some tender stem broccoli. A carrot as a bayonet.
Yeah.
Affixed bayonets. So you stick a carrot on the end of your cucumber and charge at someone.
Yeah, that would work.
Or maybe we take it back a bit, because maybe we think like too much of modern warfare. Maybe we think about like sword fighting.
With what?
Yeah, so like, you know, what are you going to use as your sword? Courgette?
Probably, yeah. But the only...
break, wouldn't it? Marrow, you wouldn't swing it around too easily. Or would you do things like, would you get like carrots with like the tops on and then like bind those into like a whip and have a carrot whip?
Oh, like nunchucks.
Oh, carrot chucks.
Yeah.
That'd be great. See, now we're going. Now we're flowing. We got this.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Garlic?
I'm thinking about things that if you get in your eyes, are going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
So, like, garlic, definitely. Not in your eyes, but, like, lemon.
Or like, grind down some, like, mustard seeds.
Grapefruit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, acidic.
Yeah, because what you could do is you could just pulp them all down and then, like, have it like you were a flamethrower, but it's, like, an acidic...
Yeah.
That's straight to the eyes. Yeah.
Or,
and wasps would fucking love it.
That's a good point.
Just wasp them up. Fucking
wasp them up.
Wasp them right up. Douse them if... Oh, no, wait. They don't like lemon, do they? Or is that mosquitoes? It's mosquitoes don't like lemon.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know they don't like lavender.
Picky pricks, aren't they?
Yeah.
Going like, you know, fucking take blood from... Hey, it doesn't matter, let's carry on. That was going to go somewhere where the lawyers had got involved.
You'd want something quite explosive, wouldn't you? Like tomatoes are going to be all right. And that's fruit, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I said we'd chuck fruit in there as well.
Yeah.
Just because it'd be funny.
That, do you know what? That annoys me.
What, that a tomato is a fruit?
Yeah, it's considered a fruit.
How much does it annoy you?
Well, not outrageously.
Have you written to anyone about it?
No. Has it annoyed you that much? You grow up thinking... It's a veggie.
Well, there's probably your problem.
Did you grow up knowing it was a veg?
No, it's a fruit.
I always grew up at school and it was like, it's a vegetable.
It's about as a fruit.
Yeah, it wasn't. It probably wasn't until like in my teens that I found out it was a fruit. You've got any words?
Just.
Shut up!
Okay.
I feel bad for how the school system's failed. Okay, so we've got the artillery launching the big stuff. So the pumpkins, the marrows, all that kind of shit is being flung in. We're going hand-to-hand combat with courgettes.
Yeah.
Nunchucks with carrots. Is there any other thing that you would think, like, I've got to have that? Because I'm thinking, right, about like something like a marrow that you could lash a couple of turnips onto.
I've just realised how ridiculous this conversation is.
And make it into a fuck-off massive hammer.
Yeah.
And take people out like that.
Hammer throw?
No, like swing it. Like Thor's hammer, just made out of like vegetables and shit.
Oh, what about beets? They're quite hard, aren't they?
Mm, yeah.
What about like swinging them?
Yeah.
Like
mace.
Yeah.
Yes. See, now we're fucking talking.
Yeah.
We're absolutely cooking. I love it. Yeah.
We're not cooking, mate. Not yet.
Anyone who's listening to this, please don't go to your local supermarket and buy shit and actually try and start a war with vegetables or fruit. I feel like we have to say this because there may be people who may do this.
I heard those two twats talking about.
Yeah.
Veggie war.
Yeah. Veggie wars. I love veggie wars. That is a beautiful, beautiful word. Z. Veggie war. Z.
We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more pointless waffle. Waffle.
Daddy, fuck the lasagna.
Every time we have that interlude, I actually think it's you speaking. And every time I do a little bit of look up to see if you're actually talking.
Do you?
Every single fucking time I'm like... Because there's two versions.
Yeah.
There's the one which is the long interlude with nothing on, which I always press by accident. And they're like, why is no one speaking? And then I think, oh, have I pressed it? Or is he saying something? I was like, is he being cheeky? And he's going to be like, enjoy this waffle. We're the dwarfs. I know where I'm going there. But yeah, so no. Okay, cool. Our generation.
Yeah. I think we're the fuck up generation. I think that we're the sort of messing about, aren't we? We're not getting shit done, Chris.
I think there's like. You talk about like leaving a lasting impression on this small planet that we inhabit in history, in hindsight, looking back on what we as a people have given. And I just kind of think like people can look at it and go, fuck me, what a bunch of cunts.
Oh yeah.
You know, we've made the trivial absolutely important. We've become so fucking self-centered and so fucking selfish.
Entitled.
And entitled that it's just, it's a strange old world out there. Like, you know, we were joking the other week about people saying, like, you know, the whole, like, oh, 15 quid, need it gone. But again, it's that entitlement of, like, you know, you have to take this from me. It's your fault if you don't.
Yeah.
And it's that passing blame of, it's not like, I don't need this anymore. Would anybody like it? It's more like, I don't need this anymore, and you've got to take it. And it's that kind of thing that I'm just like, I really struggle on a daily basis, I find at the moment. Always instances of selfishness and people putting themselves first and just not kind of having a level of empathy for anybody around them.
I don't know if it's growing up or, like, you know, because maybe when you were younger you didn't sort of take note of everything around you as much, but it feels like there's, people are just angry. There's no sort of patience, or people aren't as kind as they were pre-COVID. I don't know if that's just something
I think that was a huge thing. And I think also there's an element of that, in my opinion, as well, that people are like, they're straight to a platform where they're able to, without repercussion, vent their issue and blow it out of all proportion and become libelous with it because it's just on social media. It doesn't matter.
Well, everyone's got their own stage, don't they?
And it's just, it's that kind of thing where it's just like, oh, it's freedom of speech. And it's like, it is freedom of speech, but at the same time, you know, what you need to engage is your brain first and think about the repercussions from said speech.
Absolutely.
Yes, we're allowed to say what we want. That's the beauty of living in a country where you do have freedom of speech. However, it doesn't mean you have to say everything that comes into your head without filter. It means you still need to be a kind, considered person with empathy to be able to maybe think about what you say and the repercussions it would have on people around you. But I think that seems to have skipped a massive fucking chunk of people where it's just, no, fuck it, I'll say what I want. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I demand you do this. I demand you do this. And if you don't do this, I want to know fucking why. And I'm just like, I don't get that. I don't get how anyone can be that fucking, you know, self-obsessed that they can be like, I demand that you do this. I don't get it. Help me, Jay. Help me understand.
I don't know. I think social media isn't a good thing. I think that's part of the problem, is people, like you say, people just spill whatever comes to the head immediately, or, yeah, I don't know. They just have their own opinion that they think everybody else should listen to. But I think social media is not good for us. We don't think we need it, really.
But it's also, what I'm finding is that you see those sort of stereotypical things through social media and you're like, fuck, you know, that's like a real thing, that, you know, that's kind of, it's coming away from it just being an online thing, and people's behaviour and people's attitudes towards other people is the same now in public. Whereas before, you may have had an era of, like, you know, kind of like keyboard warriors who would be like, and then, you know, not do anything. But I'm seeing more and more that people are actually being that rude, that demanding, that entitled in person. And that's the bit that I struggle with. Like, online, it's always been a thing because, you know, people can hide behind something. But actually in person, you know, people demanding shit from you immediately with no reciprocity. It just, I don't get it.
Do you think 100 years from now, people will look back at, you know, some history book, or, well, it wouldn't be a book, would it? But looking back at
an e-book
today, and being like, oh, I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they you know, they did those things that way.
Hopefully, because if not, then it's kind of confirmation that we've gone down a path where this is going to be the way, and everybody is just going to tread over everybody to get to where they want to be. But again, we're talking about, you know, like, social media being this kind of, you know, this very, very thinly veiled disguise for everyone, where it's just a case of, my life online doesn't have to replicate my real life, so I can live my life online and it can be all bells and whistles and that, and it's fantastic because I can filter this and I can take a picture of this and take a picture of that and it looks amazing X, Y, and Z, but really my life's not like that. And it would just be a shame if that, you know, the whole world built up this massive facade of, it's all about what we want people to see, because then I think us as people, you lose so much. You know, you're not going to have real, like, connections with other people, because you're never going to really know a person, because all you're going to know is their online presence, or the facade that they put up. And, like, what does that do for, like, future generations of relationships? Like, how do you meet someone and how do you truly get to know them if they'll never let that barrier down, because that barrier is what is literally who they are.
No, yeah.
And it's almost like they're shifting their entire persona into a fake profile to gain traction, so to gain like, oh yeah, look, oh, she's beautiful, he's beautiful, that's amazing, it's lovely, that's great, I love them. They're nothing like that in person though. Yeah, but it doesn't matter because I've got 5,000 followers. It does. I saw something yesterday and it said, I might not be the prettiest girl in the world, but I've got 5,000 subscribers who pay $9.99 a month. And I'm just like, and to see, basically, yeah, to see everything. Yeah. And I was just like, I get that is an amazing source of income. And, you know, well done for being brave enough to share your nudity everything with the world. Maybe it's like from my mindset, I'm like, how is that the way, you know?
Yeah, it's strange how we've got to this point now as well.
And, you know, and if those figures are right, then, you know, this girl needs to work for a couple of years and she's fucking
sorted,
done.
Yeah.
And that's it. And, you know, fine. But is that the way now?
Apparently so.
And that's like, that just worries me that it's like, you know, this whole, you know, how do you strike up a relationship with someone after that?
Well, yeah, on relationships, like, because, you know, we've been in relationships for long periods now,
not together, will I?
Yeah, not together. It terrifies me, the idea of having to go out and if I became single suddenly to go and dating again and all, like, go through Tinder, because obviously we're not Tinder generation, are we? So having to, like, I don't think I could do that, go on those things.
Well, I think there's having friends who have literally come from the other side of what you just said, literally have been married or divorced and now are in that Tinder generation. Some of them think it's fucking great because you can just, you know, basically do like a sift rather than like sort of go around the entire pub and speak to, like, you know, the girl that you think you like. No, you're just fucking swiping a lot of the job. So again, in this world of wanting everything today, well, that kind of brings it easy and it just takes a lot of that out of the equation. But people will still put on a picture of them when they were younger. People will still, you don't look like your picture.
Yeah.
And it's those kind of things. It's like, because we're building up, and it's like, you know, how do you go and meet someone then? Or you go to a pub? That's how we used to do it. You know, you go and watch a gig. You know, you meet people who know other people, and your friendship circle gets wider.
Yeah, but people in the pubs are looking at their phones.
Yeah, and that's why. So I would say, does this mean then that the whole idea of like monogamy and like being like in that kind of relationship, sort of like you find the one, or are we just going to go into a world where it's just basically you'll just kind of wander through and, you know, have a bit of sex here, have a bit of sex there, might have a child over there, might have one over there, and just kind of, and then the kind of like the common norms of like family and stuff like that break down, because that's not, it's just interesting that it's kind of like, how do you see a society going forward where it's built on so much, you know, distrust, like complete, you know, fakeness, and being disingenuous. How do things move forward from there?
I don't know. Yeah, you're jumping straight into like a catfish pool, aren't you? You know, if you're trying to date someone online, because they could literally be the opposite sex that you're not looking for. You know,
murderers.
Yeah, or like you said about the pictures, they could be completely different in looks, like weight, size, anything.
Or they could genuinely be exactly how they say they are.
Yeah.
But it just seems that the way the world is everybody makes them out to be something they're not. Everybody wants to be something they're not. And I don't get why.
I don't know. I think it's quite terrifying, actually.
But that's why I'm like, we touched on this like very kind of briefly in different episodes, but it seems to be like a recurring thing at the moment for me, because I'm just like, I deal with the general public a lot. And there are times when I'm, at the moment, I'm just like, I can't believe this has been a genuine interaction that I've had.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that you're that fucking entitled that you feel this is an okay way to conduct business or to conduct yourself. And I'm like, and I'm not a stickler. I say cunt quite a lot. I'm quite a common trashy person, but I would never dream of acting and doing things the way that some of these cunts are doing it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And that for me is just like the real kind of like, it doesn't even grind my gears. It terrifies me that I have young people growing up
thinking that's
in
okay.
this world, knowing, and I see it in them with like things like they're talking about social. They're talking about my kids were talking about playing football in the garden, and they were pretending that they were doing a career. So they were pretending that one of them had basically just signed for a club. So they're running around in the garden going, oh, hang on, I've got Jurgen Klopp on the phone from Liverpool, and he's saying he'll offer you more money. So, oh, yeah, okay, well, tell Barcelona I'm not going to sign for them. I'll sign for Liverpool because they're going to give me more money. And I'm like, I remember as a kid running around in the garden playing football and winning, you know, it wasn't the Premier League at the time, it would have been the FA Cup with Forest. And all it was about was scoring the goal and winning the FA Cup. Yeah. It wasn't about how much fucking money I was getting paid in doing so. It was all about the sport, game, the lifting the trophy and the winning. They're playing a game where it involves how much money they earn. And, you know, football's changed massively in that time frame. So maybe that's an unfair example, but it just feels like, is that the world that we're kind of living in, where it's like the actual, you know, accomplishment of achieving is just money. That's the kind of the grand marker in their minds. Why? What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a YouTuber. Why? And make loads of money.
Or an influencer. Yeah.
Make loads of money. Influencer.
Yeah, 15 quid. Need it gone ASAP.
Fuck off, you prick.
I just can't. I can't do it. An influencer.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're saying. It's like it's a new career now, isn't it? A career choice from people. It used to be, you know, sort of like the X Factor generation. Everybody wanted to be a singer. They wanted to be famous. And now it's moved on to influencer.
And like with X Factor, it was like you'd always get the sob story and you'd always get like the, you know, the hardships these people have been through. And that was all part of like the kind of the marketing of the show was like, well, you need to understand the person behind the song. You need to root for them because you need to relate to them. And it was kind of, it was a soft approach to building a relationship, being like, you know, before they've won the show, you know, you've got a number one record there because people are going to love these people and it's going to be great. Where we're at is everyone's going, fuck you all, fuck each other, fuck everything. I'm number one, fuck you all.
Yeah, basically.
And it's kind of, it's almost like I hated X Factor Generation, but at least it had a little bit of integrity. This is people just fucking jumping over each other and shitting on them on the way.
It's like Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's cockroaches. But, yeah. Absolute cockroaches.
It's, yeah, everyday Black Friday. Just, it's not, you know, not...
Tread on my fellow human to get the bigger, better deal.
Exactly that, yeah.
It's crazy. Absolutely fucking crazy. I just hope that there's enough good people out there that, you know, kind of carry on trying to live life at normal, trying to instill good, normal character traits into their children, that there will be a generation that will kind of be above the par. There's always going to be people that are going to be cunts. Like, at any walk of life, there's always going to be that. I just worry that it's now a majority.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the people who are conscientious, the people who are, you know, have empathy towards other people are going to be the ones that get left behind because they're the ones going, well, hang on a minute, that's not right. That's not fair. Fuck you. Fuck this. Fuck that. Well, okay.
It's that one-upmanship all the time, the...
You've been Tenerife, mate. Been to 11 a reef.
Exactly, yeah.
Just fucking, yeah. It's tragic, and it's just, it's a real worry that, you know, that we probably spent way too long chatting about it on a fun podcast, but...
Yeah. I blame it on social media, mate. I think it's, I think we've got too much knowledge.
I'm going to say social media and a pandemic. I think the pandemic has shown people that they can be self-sufficient, but it's also given people a massive... dose of entitlement and made them selfish as well as self.
Yeah, it's not only that. It's social media. Is forcing everybody to keep up with the Joneses.
Mm. Yeah,
we're flooded with too much information we don't need. Of what's this person doing? What's that person doing? Oh, they've got that product. I need that product, and so on and so forth. Yeah, it's just. We're constantly trying to keep up with everybody, and it's not good.
It's draining, isn't it? Absolutely fucking draining. But the good news is...
Yeah.
No, there isn't any. It's absolutely draining. It's terrible.
We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more pointless waffle. Mmm.
The boy who lived. Specky little cunt, aren't you?
All right, so we're going to wrap up today's show with the top five.
Okay. This is completely ad hoc. We were going to do a cool story, bro, but we've had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction with that. So we're going to do a top five instead. All right. And we did top five takeaways the other week.
We did.
So what I'm looking for now is, this is going to be really, really kind of widespread, top five drinks. Alcoholic or non-alcoholic, it doesn't matter, hot or cold, it doesn't matter. But we're looking for the kingpin, the big old daddy-o, the Godzilla that's not been fucked in the ass by King Kong, of drinks.
Okay.
Go with your best one. I don't know.
It depends. Like, it depends what mood I'm in, and it depends what time of day it is. So it needs.
All right. So let's do it this way then. Basically, what you've got is there's a point in the world where they're going, there's far too many drinks, and they're coming to you and going, Jay, you've got to give us. We're only allowed five drinks in the world now. You've got to decide what they are.
Okay.
And you can be as selfish as you want because every fucker else is. What are you going for?
Fair point.
Here, I'm the king of finger blasting.
It's nice. So I'm just going to give you five, right?
Yeah.
But doesn't necessarily mean any of these are better than each other.
Yeah.
So we're not going in like number one means it's the best.
Yeah.
So obviously a cup
of
tea.
You ready?
Cup of tea, mate.
Go.
Cup of tea's great.
Cup of tea. Like, I don't think a day goes by where I don't have a cup of tea. So it's got to be a good drink.
Yeah.
You know.
I do. Cup of tea is my hangover choice.
Is it?
Yeah, cup of tea. A nice cup of tea just calms me. Don't know why. Just kind of, good cup of tea.
Tea is, it's soothing. Just kickstarts your day or unwinds your day. Getting from work, cup of tea. So typically British though, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Because obviously the way we drink it is slightly different to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Milk and lemon and whatnot. And yeah, but yeah. Yeah, we love our tea. We're British. We love tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cola. Cola flavoured drinks.
Yeah.
Any cola flavoured drink, apart from Coca-Cola.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of a Pepsi man.
Same, yeah. I don't know what it is. Like, come at us, everybody. Coke or Pepsi. Chat at brainstudio.co.uk.
Yeah, like, Pepsi Max is great. Love
it's
Pepsi
just
Max.
The, yeah, it's just the...
Pepsi Max with cherry. It's just an instant bonathon.
Yeah. No, basically, any Fentimans Cola.
Ooh.
Have you tried that?
No.
That's good.
You gotta go.
It's like...
Do you know what's not good?
Go on.
Asda Smart Price Cola.
Yeah.
It's literally, you open it and it's flat. It's like me and my mate did a beer testing thing from about 20 years ago. And we made a chart of all the beers we were going to test.
Yeah.
And we were to find the best beer that we possibly could. And we rated it over like freshness and all this kind of stuff. And like one night we were so fucking skinned that all we could afford was like eight cans of like the fucking, I think it might have been even Gateway or so. I think it was Summerfield. Yeah. But it was like Summerfield beer for like 99p for four cans. And literally opened it and it had this taste revelation. It was like, fucking hell, that's really nice, really fresh. Oh, I think we stumbled on something here. Yeah. Go back for the second sip and it's like flat as a witch's tit. And you're like, what the fuck is this? And it literally, all of the freshness in that first... So it's like you've either got a down it and a wanna.
Yeah.
And then just like, you know, have a gas explosion for the next fucking hour. Or you've got to sip it and then fucking bin it. So, and it was the same with like their cola. It was like, oh, that's nice. It's fucking... You know, with like... You accidentally leave a bottle of Coke or like a can of Coke on the side, or you know, you come back to have 2-3 days in a bottle and you're like, oh, that's flat as fuck.
Yeah. Straight away. Like,
yeah. But yeah, definitely Pepsi. I'm a big fan of Pepsi.
Yeah, it's got any cola flavoured drink. Just you shouldn't drink it every day.
I'm gonna throw in a kind of an essential one here.
Go on.
Water. Avoid your tea's fucked.
Well, everything is, yeah. Yeah, okay, well.
It's also, water's great.
Is it though?
It's brilliant. Been outside, sweating hard, bit of water. Hangover, fucking 8 gallons of the shit to try and flush your system.
I need to drink more of it. I'm always after the flavour. Like, one of our friends only drinks water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, literally only water.
I'll
tell you after. But yeah, he literally nothing. No, I'm like, do you not want a bit of flavour? He's like, nah, just drink water.
I mean, hats off. I think that, you know, that's awesome because that's living like a real kind of like pure sort of like intake of liquid. That's fair play, but I think I could do it.
Actually,
it's like,
I went out for dinner with him a couple of weeks ago, and he had a cider.
Ooh.
And it actually shocked me. I was like, what was he doing?
Controversial. Yeah.
He's actually having a cider. Wow. But yeah, I think, speaking of cider, I'd throw in, because in the summer, a nice like fruity cider, like a dark fruits or a, you know, something like that.
Yeah, because I'm definitely putting like a lager in there.
Yeah.
It's got to be. So that's lager, cider, water, tea and Coke, Coca-Cola or Pepsi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty solid five.
That's decent.
Yeah.
Anything else you would have as like a... I love Fanta at the moment.
And
Orangina. I love Orangina.
Fresh orange. Oh, what about fresh orange or apple, like pressed fruits?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Milkshakes. Proper ones, though, with like ice cream.
Yeah, like a proper fucking...
Yeah, decent.
But then you've got to sack off something from that list.
Ooh.
You've ain't got rum.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say that, but obviously, if we're going for a joint top five here.
Well, no, you could substitute rum for beer, and in mine, I would have coffee instead of tea. I'd have water, coffee, Fanta, probably not Coke, and then I'd have lager. And then I'd probably milk.
Milk?
There's so much you can do with milk.
I did not expect you to say milk.
What, you can put in your cereal?
Well, there's a lot of people that just eat them dry. Seriously?
No!
Yeah? You serious?
I remember there's a friend of mine who...
Weetabix?
No, he's like... We'd all sit there, you know, and have our cornflakes with milk. He'd be like, just cornflakes. Like, I'm not having any milk in there, mate. Nah. Don't like milk. So you're just going to have cornflakes?
Yeah. I remember being in the studio years ago, and the guy producing it, literally the whole week we were there, chowed through a box of Special K.
What, dry?
Yeah, from the box. Didn't eat all day. Just literally feeding off this box.
That's random.
Yeah, it's, I dig it, you know, it's absolutely sound guy, and it was like that's clearly why you are the size you are.
Yeah,
we've had pizza four nights this week, and that's clearly why I am the size I fucking am. So no, totally get it. But I just like, yeah, I like milk.
All right, I wouldn't put it in my top five, but coconut milk. Have you ever had a coffee with coconut milk in it?
No, I'm not a cunt.
Oh, you choked on me in breath. On that note.
Yeah, if you've got any additions to that top five, hit us up at chat@brainstew.co.uk, or don't, I don't really care. Thank you. If you have listened to the end of this, thank you so much. And again, if it is your first time listening, this is pretty much what it's like. So, you know, either carry on or don't. Again, not fast. But cheers for coming along for the ride.
See you next time. You've been listening to Brain Stew. Find more episodes at brainstew.co.uk.
Or wherever you get your podcasts from. I can't give any more. No, I won't give any more. So sick of walking out the door.